I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend and it's a little chilly out, but the where we are anyway, the weather broke a little bit and it's warming up. Things are starting to melt. You can get out in your backyard still, fire up a grill or a smoker. One of the things that people ask us a lot about is brisket. It seems to be, I think, for two reasons. One is it's not something that you grill all the time or smoke, really. I don't ever grill it. I smoke it all the time. But secondly, it's more south. The brisket's from the south. And third, you're looking at about $70 to $100 to buy one.
Yeah.
So people are intimidated.
They're afraid
a little bit
of it. And yeah. And the first one you do, don't count on it being great.
Right.
I remember my first one, and I couldn't have screwed it up worse. But so there's hope. And if you want to get some tips on how to do a brisket, go to thegrillingguys.com and go up in the search bar in the top right and just put in brisket techniques or brisket smoking, brisket anything, and you'll find all sorts of shows, and we'll walk you through that. But if you have a bunch of brisket that you're going to make, or you're just going to make a flat or whatever, and you want to do some treats, one nice thing to do is tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Brisket tacos. And there's so many different ways you can do brisket tacos, but you can just use your imagination. But it's different than other tacos you'll make. And you can slice it, you can chop it, you can do it however you want. But tacos are popular everywhere.
Right. I've got one that's a derivative of that, too. It's a roasted poblano brisket dip. Okay, any cream cheese dip. You got some onion in it. But you use brisket as the meat for this, and then you can either buy it or make it the queso, right? And you mix that in together, and then you put on top of it a layer of diced green onions and some pepper jack cheese, and you throw that thing in the oven or in your smoker. And I do it in a cast iron skillet, but it's different than a buffalo chicken dip. It's a brisket dip.
Yeah.
And if you've
got a little
milder, right? It's a little milder. But the second piece of that is a lot of times when you're cutting brisket, if you've done it right, there's lots of little trimmings and crumblings. You know, you cut a slice, and one of them, maybe the end, got a little bit overdone, and it breaks up. This is perfect for sprinkling that brisket through there, as opposed to your slices that you want to serve as a meal.
That sounds good.
Great use.
Another thing you can do with briskets is you can get the small or any size you want, really.
Yep.
Tortillas.
Oh.
Flour tortilla shells. And you can put brisket and cheddar and green pepper and onion in there and wrap it up and then quickly grill it. Put it on a griddle.
Yeah.
If you have a flat top or even cast iron, whatever you want to do, and just roll it a little bit. And it'll kind of cauterize and seal itself up. And then you can pull them out in whole and you can cut them up into sections. Makes for a really good-looking log to have on display.
Yeah, right. Because if you use the 12-inch tortillas, you know, you get lots of slices of it, and maybe you leave 3 inches on the end and slice up the rest of it and spread it out a little bit. It's just a really pretty presentation on a plate.
I know you've talked about your little pita triangle pieces that you like to.
Right, yep. I buy those. The Stacy's, I believe, is the brand, that they're little pita points. And then I just put a little, this time of year, my wife and I really love this cheese called Borzen.
Yeah.
And you can buy it, and it's in
great
a little square box.
Kitchen secret.
Yeah, little square box. You just put a little dab of that on top of a brisket on that pita chip, and it's got a garlic. It's a goat cheese.
Or if you're doing hors d'oeuvres, you could even put that on the pita, and then put your brisket on top of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yep, the three of them. Yeah, the three of them. Let it stick, and if you wanted to throw that in the oven for a minute or two to warm it up and maybe melt that cheese a little bit. Ooh, really good bites.
Nice.
And you know, they're little pieces of brisket. Again, if you got stuff other than your slices to
Here's something I'm going to be trying for our family Christmas is I'm going to do potato skins, brisket loaded potato skins.
Ooh.
Because I love potato skins, but we always use bacon.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great combination because you got the cheddar, you got potato, you got a whole meal in like a potato skin.
Right.
And I just love brisket.
Yeah, and those would be like chopped then. You'd take a piece of it and chop it up into little pieces to put it on there?
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out because I haven't done that yet. But but the thing our kids and our family is very fond of is nachos. And
oh, yeah.
When I had the kitchen open, I was doing brisket nachos. And for those, that was really easy. for those, I was making like a cheese sauce, and I would pour a little bit on the chips. I would put my, then use chopped brisket. I'd put the chopped brisket on and then put a little more cheese on top, and then put jalapenos and peppers and onion or whatever you want to put on your nachos, tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it's, the brisket nachos were so popular.
Yeah, I've got one that's a little off the grid, but my wife and I love deviled eggs, right? Well, a deviled egg is a deviled egg is a deviled egg, but you can play with them a little bit and have some fun. Chopped up brisket, a little bit of green onion, and put that in the smoker. Just make them the regular deviled eggs, put the chopped onion and a little bit of that brisket on top of it. It kind of sticks good because the yolk mixture is sticky, right? You put that in the smoker for about 15 minutes. The eggs, the whites will suck up that smoke, and it just gives it a completely different flavor profile, and it's wonderful. And they're easy to make because everything is already made. You just put it together, put it on there. You could even put a little cheese on top of those if you want to just sprinkle a couple little shreds of cheese.
Cheese works with everything.
Yeah, man. But that's a deviled, smoked deviled egg. That's kind of out there. But if you put them on your table, people are going to go, wow, I've never had anything like this. And they're good.
So you had teased in the last segment that if you've never done a brisket, we can help you. It can be really simple, and if you wanted, if even if you don't have a smoker, if you just have a grill, you can grill in an offset. Everybody has a Weber kettle, or some sort of a charcoal grill, and if you don't, it's a good Christmas present.
Right,
$250, and you can simply put your brisket flat. You can just the way it is, just put it fat side down, season it. If you have a Jacquard, you can penetrate that with a Jacquard. Put your spices on, and then put it in that smoker for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 hours. And if it's cold out, so it might be too much maintenance for you, you can pull it off, you can wrap it in butcher paper, and you can put it in the oven at 195 and just let that thing ride for 4 or 5 hours until that meat's at 195. Pull it, leave it wrapped for a half hour on the counter, let it settle, let those juices redistribute, and then pull it out and slice it up on a vertical, on a diagonal. And
you want to go across the grain on that,
first,
not with it.
Do
go
your,
across the grain.
Yeah. And do your first one like that. It's very easy. You'll be thrilled.
Right.
Just use some good flavor wood on your charcoal. Don't use briquettes. Use lump charcoal. And find a nice flavor wood. Don't buy these bags of chips, okay? They're horrible. They're musty. They're stinky. Some of these phonies online will tell you to soak them in water. That's nonsense. If you do and you pull them out, you'll smell the swamp that you've just built.
Right.
So just get, you know, a friend like Jop Scott that'll give you some hickory or some whatever.
Well, he's not
like.
A great friend because he makes me go in the woods to get it. If he's a great friend, he'd deliver it.
This will be the first time that I've ever asked you to do any work.
But can I borrow your chainsaw? No.
Yeah. If you come over, we'll take a little walk in the woods. Trust me.
No, that's great. I appreciate it because there's nothing better than Michigan hickory.
Oh,
and you've got
favorite.
Some standing dead, so it's ready to go when it comes down. It's perfect.
And I've got some that I'm taking down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need some help.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do it. I'll yell timber as I run the other direction.
All you have to do is drive the Tahoe with the tow rope on it.
Right.
And
not hit a tree.
Help that thing go in the direction we got to go in. I've got a little technique I've developed, and it works quite well to get rid of trees without taking the power lines out, which I did once.
Yeah. And you took I saw you towed the smoker out of the woods one time, and you took a thermometer off the side of it.
But that can happen.
That happens, right? Slippery. But anyway, Bob, last thing on the brisket is that there's Packer briskets, which have this flat that you talked about.
It's a full brisket.
It's a full brisket. And then on the other end, they call it the point or the deckel, and it's three times as thick as that flat part.
Otherwise known as heavenly.
Right. And they cook differently. And that's all I wanted to talk about. Or you can find that again on thegrillingguys.com. But that thin piece, you want to separate that from the thick piece at some point during the cook or even before you start.
What I do is if you lay it out, it looks like kind of like a big fish or something with the head at one end and the flat part on the other end. See where that flat part starts going up?
Right.
And just cut that part off.
Right.
Smoke them separately.
Right. Because the thick one's going to take more time than the thin one. You don't want to overdo either one of them.
But, no.
So you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, it's the end of the show already, and we had a lot of fun. We hope you did, too.
Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on the right side. You'll see all our sponsors. Click on the link. You get your Christmas sales, Christmas specials, MyPillow, ThermoPen, all these people, Old World Olive Company. They're all there.
All right. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.